When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, Hebrews, the 11th chapter, please. 11th verse. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. What do we see here? This woman who had laughed when God told Abraham, her husband, "You're going to be a father, Abraham." And Sarah had laughed. This same Sarah received strength to conceive seed at the age of 90, almost 90. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. So that tells us that we are misjudging God many times. We say, "Hey, is he going to do this? Is he able to do this? Or will he do this?" Unbelief. So, my dear friends, today we are afflicted by this great disease of unbelief. And we know it all in the head, but when it comes to practice, we are not ready to take the plunge. You know, the manner in which the young trainees to become ship's officers are trained in some of those very elite schools or ships. And then they find out some fellows don't know how to swim. And here they are, cadets, going to be ship's captains, ship's officers, and so on. You know what they do with them? Just throw them into the sea and say, "Come on, sink or swim, swim or sink." And here we are, we know it all. We've heard it again and again. We have somehow settled for a lapsing, waning type of faith. You know, the devil doesn't want us to believe such things. As a matter of fact, if you did believe what the Bible teaches, if you turn to Ephesians, first chapter, and the 21st verse, "Far above all principality and power, and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." My goodness, isn't that clear enough? And yet we find it so difficult with the application of this truth. So I don't know whether we really believe it or not, but I am learning and have learned to a measure, to a small measure, to take the Word of God as it is. I don't want to add to it or subtract from it. Take it as it is and adhere to it. Apply it. Take it as it is. So, you know, there are a lot of these dark powers. And all these powers seem to be very active today because there is a great increase in superstitious belief in this world. A fear of the unknown. And it is everywhere today. The fear of the unknown. The fear of what's going to happen. Now the financial world, the whole world is tottering today. And you know, the fortunes of many of these great people appear to be tied in with financial success. And the bubble is ready to burst. At such a time as this, will your anchor hold? Is the Word of God dependable? Are you going to remain unshaken when all the benefits are taken away and all the handouts cease and your bank fails? Will you still be able to trust the Lord? You see, some of the big banks are failing today. The banks that lend to the smaller banks. And at such a time, is our faith sound? It's a nice testing time. And I don't see that Christians measure up to such times. You know what they say? You know, many people in our congregation have lost their jobs. They don't have money. So we are cutting back. So you fellows in the missions, cut back. We are halving our budget. So there you go. You desist, you cease from these activities. Let some of your workers go. We can't pay them anymore. Now, does that stand to reason? What should a Christian work do at a time when people are in desperate need? Is that the time to cut back? No. If it is Christianity, if it is of God, you double it and say, go full steam now. This is the time to work. This is the time to give. This is the time to serve. The world goes in reverse, but you're on top gear. That's Christianity. That is living the risen life. That is walking with the resurrected one. Now, all else is just fraught. Just fraught. And you know, folks, it is sad that some people can just live like that, beating up the fraught. That's all their spiritual activity consists of. There's nothing there. No anchor, you know, no fearlessness, no steadiness. What a state. And here we have before us, far above all principality, such a trustworthy Savior. Now, folks, you know, of late, as my physical strength declines or appears to, I have to trust more on spiritual resources. Sometimes I have found that these counselors, people who offer spiritual counsel, spend days and months over a single case. Yes, there are some very difficult cases. of demon oppression and demon possession. And those cases are rather difficult, that Jesus himself said, "This kind cometh by nothing but by prayer and fasting." So some of these cases are very hard to deal with. My father, when I was joining him in the team, he would say, "Don't touch that case. That's too hard for you. The powers of darkness are so strong. Don't you touch that case." And he would handle it himself. Now, some of them, of course, were completely beyond me. Now, today, I find that some who deal with these demon cases, they keep on working on them, day after day, month after month, year after year. Now, that does not appear to jibe with this promise, far above all principality and power. It certainly does not jibe with that. So what is a fellow like me to do? It takes a lot of physical energy also, because some of these demon-possessed cases, they suddenly fall like dead people. You know, we think they are, oh, wonderful work of the Spirit. Fellows fall like dead people. Do I want to see you all fall like that all around here? And I say, wonderful work of God was done at the retreat. They didn't hear a single word of what I said. They all lay dead. Where do you see it in the scriptures? Nowhere. Now, such is our Christianity today. False. A mixture of the demonic. Now, my dear friends, what is a man like me to do? I must just rely on the promise of God. Let us pray. Tell God in your heart, "Lord, am I just a tribal person doing what others around me say, clannish person? What my circle of friends say? Or do I go by the word of God?" Oh, gracious Father, take away the fog and the gloom that there is around us and also upon us, and give to us your quickening Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.